All right, this is Jonathan Stout from the Campus 5, and you're listening to CKMS 100.3. My man David Tren. Take it away, Pops. We'll be right back.
Good evening. Welcome, listeners, to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. My name is David Trin. I'm your host this evening. And welcome to episode number 68. And today is Thursday, October 18th, 2012. And I'm very happy to be on the air this evening, Thursday evening, here at the CKMS radio station at the new location on King Street North here. So I would want to say hello to everybody in Waterloo and also to everyone else who's listening across the world and also down to some of my friends in the U.S. this evening. We're going to keep the music rolling, but stay tuned for the rest of the show. We have some special guests and, of course, my featured guest this evening, Kevin Minns, who will be on the air just a little bit half past 10 this evening.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
Stars breaking on down. Vitamins A, B, and D. But spinach never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time. It was so new to me. like it the first time. I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now somehow I can't get enough. I didn't like it the first time. Oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time. I had it on a date. Although the first was the worst time, right now I think it's great. Somehow it's always hitting the spot, especially when they bring it in hot. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. Stuff on the shelf, 'cause now I make a pig myself. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. Just 16. I didn't like it the first time. Yes, I was mighty green. But I stocked up, 'cause I've gotten wise. I got enough for 24 guys. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
And welcome back, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And you're listening to the Swingin' Blues radio show, and thank you very much for tuning in this evening. So we're half past the hour here, and I wanted to take a few minutes here to talk about some of the local news that's happening in Kitchener-Waterloo. For those who are out and away from town, I'm sure this is a great source to find out what's going on in the KW area. This upcoming Thursday, October 18th, the University Swing Club is having their monthly swing and blues dance at Frat Burger. That starts at 9 p.m. and goes to about 11 p.m., 247 King Street North in Waterloo, and it is encouraged that you purchase a drink or something to eat to support the venue so that they continue to welcome swing dancers back each and every month for swing and blues dancing. New classes start at Hepcats on November 1st, 2012. And that's Lindy Hop, Charleston, Balboa Blues, and West Coast Swing. And you can sign up for any of those. They're 6 weeks, and they run for 1 hour per class. And this particular session, the scholarships are available, so be sure to speak to one of the instructors to find out how to apply and see if you qualify for a dance lesson scholarship. So that's really exciting. www.hepcathoppers.ca is where you'll find that information. This upcoming Sunday, October 21st, 2012, at 3:30, the Solo Vintage Jazz Workshop, where we will be styling the Shim Sham. Amanda Bell and Julianne Desrochers will be teaching that, and they'll be showing you variations, rhythm variations, and styling techniques for both leads and follow. Actually, I'm going to be there too. That's what I'm being told right now. That's at Hepcats, 42 Herb Street East in Waterloo. The Jazz Room, located at the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo, is operated by the Grand River Jazz Society. And this Friday, October 19th, the Big Band Theory will be playing. And on Saturday, October 20th, Zach Brock and the Phil Markowitz Quartet will be playing. www.kwjazzroom.com is where you'll find information about future listings. On Saturdays, the KW Dixieland Jazz Club plays at the Royal Canadian Legion at 19 Regina Street South in Waterloo. And this October 20th, the Bourbon Street Buskers will be playing for listeners in the area. www.kwdixie.com. And later in November, the Waterloo West Coast Swing Group will be having their monthly dance party on Saturday, November 17th, between 8 o'clock and midnight. And they've changed their format. They are having an intermediate West Coast swing dance lesson at 8 o'clock, followed by an introductory dance lesson at 8:30. And that's all within the West Coast swing genre. That's being held at Hepcats, 42 Herb Street East in Waterloo. And the general admission is $10 and $8 for students. You can find more information at www.waterloowestcoastswing.ca. And that's about what we got here going on in Waterloo for the next little bit. I know there's a couple of exchanges coming up out in Pittsburgh, and I know that there's a car going down. So we'll cover some of that in the national news and the listings there. But before I continue on, I want to take a moment to let everybody know, the listeners know, that we have a very special guest who is making himself available on the telephone, and he'll be coming in all the way from El Paso, Texas this evening. And his name is Kevin Minns, and Kevin Minns is the son of Al Minns, the late Lindy Hopper, back in the 1930s. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Al Minns a call and, Kevin Minns a call and see if I can get him on the telephone line. And we're just going to have a quick interview and talk about some of the things that he would know about Al Minns and little bit how he feels about all this swing dance thing. He calls it the Lindy Hop Nation. It's really great. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call Kevin and see if we can get him on the line for this featured interview this evening on the Swing and Blues radio show. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You're on the Swing and Blues radio show right here on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. You're live on air at the moment, and the listeners are really excited to hear from you.
Wonderful.
And get to know you a little bit better, too.
Okay.
So we're hoping to have this featured section of the radio show this evening where we will cover just a couple of things. First of all, you know, a little bit about yourself and then about your father, Al Minns, and some of your current experiences within the Lindy Hop Nation.
Okay, great. Well, my name is Kevin Minns. I'm the son of Al Minns, the baby. And I basically grew up all my life in New York City. I spent 20 years in the United States Air Force. I separated in 1996, worked in the civilian world for a while, decided to enter college in 2001, 2002. Finally got my bachelor degree from Arizona State University in women and gender studies. So that was in 2011. And I'm currently living in El Paso, Texas, and looking for employment.
Right. And you also have children, too.
Yes, I have two sons. One is Sir Alexander Minns, who is currently serving in the Middle East. And I'm looking forward to him coming home in December, healthy and safe. And I have another son, Kevin Gregory Minns, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right. And from my understanding, Al Minns has more than one son. He also has daughters, too.
Yeah, I have, he has, there's my sister Tony, my other sister Denise, my older brother Albert, and then there's me. And I have two other half-sisters, Rachel Minns and Melody Minns, who are alive and well. So, yeah, and recently I was introduced to the, you know, Lindy Hop Nation 5 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that my father had this impact or that he had this many people impacted by him in dancing all over the world with Al Minns, Leon James.
Right. So what we're going to do is we'll back up. For some of the listeners who are new and who aren't familiar with Al Minns and Leon James, let's give a little bit of history on Al Minns himself back in the 30s with the Whitey's Lindy Hopper.
Yeah, he was a dancer with Whitey's Lindy Hoppers. And, you know, he basically, as a young man, he was in a play with Bill Bojangles Robinson, which I didn't find out until last week when I saw one of his last interviews. He never talked about it. And he won a contest at the Harvest Moon Ball, I believe it is.
Yep.
And Whitey saw him win the contest and recruited him for Whitey's Lindy Hoppers, where he then toured with them and with Leon James. And he was always at the Savoy anyway. They knew about him. So that's what he was. He was a tremendous dancer. When the war started, he went in, served his country, and came back out. And he and Leon continued to do the dancing that they loved so much throughout the years until they could not dance anymore.
That's right, yep. So that's a little bit about Al Minns, and I'm sure there's a lot more, and then we can talk a little bit more about Al Minns and his contribution to books and to research and to just the entire jazz dance curriculum itself. Well, not even curriculum, just jazz dance overall,
sure.
Yeah. What do you think was one of his most significant impact in the jazz dance era?
Well, from looking at just the last 5 weeks of what he did, that Charleston is very unique, I think. I think that's a significant contribution for him. I think he and Leon doing the Shim Sham together is just an incredible contribution. And it's very hard for me to say what stands out the most, because every video I see of my father and Leon James, they are in a state of absolute joy. So they're enjoying what they're doing. So for me, I think that's his contribution. He just wants people to look at what he did and embrace that joy of dancing.
Right, right. So I'm just going to, I mean, there's so much to ask you, and I'm just trying to stay somewhat structured here, because I know that, when we talked last night, we talked for a good 90 minutes and just to prepare for this.
Sure.
I just want to backtrack a little bit too. I mean, up to, you said, this is new to you. This is like, 5 weeks old. How did you get discovered? Like, who was it that that found you, and, how did that all come about?
Hollywood couldn't have written a better script, man. What happened was, I was on Google, and I was searching for information on my dad and my son and just seeing what was out there. And I see this blog about Al Mintz, and I go to the site and I write to the person and I say, hey, nice blog. Do you have any film on my dad? And the person writes me back and says, go to YouTube. There's your dad's on YouTube, and I thought to myself, okay, maybe Hell's a Poppin', which I heard about. That's what I expected to find. And I put in Al Mintz, Leon James, and all this information starts coming up of videos that I had never seen before in my life. And I started making comments on videos, telling people, wow, this is an amazing experience. Look, way to go, Pop. And thank you for making your positive comments about Al Mintz and Leon James. And in this one particular video, I made a very strong comment about how much I appreciated him posting the video clip. I don't know which one it was, but it really touched me. Well, it turns out this person is Michael Thibault of Groove Juice Swing in Rochester, New York. So I get an email from him saying, hi, I'm Michael. You're Al Mintz's son? And I email him back, yeah. And he says, your father's affected me so much. I want to interview you. Can we talk? Is that okay? And I'm thinking, what is going on here? I said, sure. And we made an arrangement to talk on Skype. And we're talking, and I'm connecting to this guy, and I'm blown away about how much he really appreciates the art of dancing. And he says to me, can you come to Rochester? And before I could even think about it, I said, sure, I'll come. He said, we'll take care of everything. And what's unique about this is the video that Michael posted. He posted 6 years ago. So he was shocked to see a response. No one had been responding to the video. I was the only one. So he was shocked. So after that, I come to meet Michael in Rochester,
when Stephen Mitchell and Virginie Jansen came to do their annual Stephen and Virginie weekend workshop in Rochester.
Exactly. And, I get picked up at the airport. I walk in and I see this poster of my father, Al Mintz, Savoy legend. And I'm just knocked off. I'm like, I can't really believe this is happening. And everybody who I met, they were so gracious and so appreciative of Al Mintz, of Leon James, and what they contributed to music and the dance. And I just didn't know how to deal with it. It was overwhelmingly unconditional joy and love for the art my father practiced. So, I'm there, man. And for the time I was there, I just had a very surreal experience of overwhelming joy. I was learning how to dance. I can't dance worth a lick. Just let your listeners know. I am an embarrassment to Al Mintz's legacy. Do not think I can dance. I'm terrible. It was embarrassing.
I know it's in you.
I keep hearing that, and I keep waiting for it to happen. But, if they have video footage of me trying to dance, it should be on Saturday Night Live, because it's terrible. But I didn't. I didn't step on anybody's feet, and everybody was very cordial and patient with me. And I had fun, and that's all they wanted me to do is have fun. And when the night came, David, and the band started playing, and the dancers got on the floor, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know, I was seeing people dancing with this tremendous amount of joy, this tremendous amount of rhythm, this excitement just to dance. And they were looking good. I saw young people. I saw old people. I saw no gender lines. I saw no color lines. And I'm just understanding now what my father meant about the joy of dancing, just dancing, you know, just dancing the Lindy Hop, just to be able to coordinate with another person. And I was excited watching this, and I was invigorated. I had been up since like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I should have been tired. And I'm watching all this energy, and I'm feeding off the band.
And the band that evening
was Gordon Webster, man.
What do you think of him?
I bought his CD as soon as I got back. I went online and said, get me that CD. I'm still waiting on it, you know, but that dude is like, he's the bomb. That dude is just incredible, man. The entire set, you know, he just has this way of keeping it going. And you just can't be unhappy. You can't be unhappy listening to G. Gordon Webster and swinging, you know, and that's what impressed me. You know, I was engulfed in this unconditional joy. You know, I was watching people who had a communion, you know, with the groove and a covenant with swing. And it was just, I was just, my mind was blown. I said, man, this is just incredible. This is incredible. And I thought to myself, how many people, you know, don't have this opportunity, who are so conditioned to the 9 to 5 and come home and watch TV instead of doing that? I thought, what would happen if someone knew about these scenes all over the country? All it would take is one visit to experience what I have experienced. And you would find this joy. You would stop watching TV so much. You know, it's like, I feel that what you and every person in every scene is doing is invigorating. And I'm new to it. I'm green to it. I admit that, but I'm not naive. I'm not gullible, you know? And what I see happening is, I just want to tell people, you got to swing. I go to the gym, David, and I see older people who are retired with no time. They have nothing to do, and they're pumping iron, and it's being done incorrectly. And I've been lifting weights since age 13, and I know I can look at a body and tell, you've never lifted a weight in your life. You're going to hurt yourself, you know? And I wish there was a scene here in El Paso that I can tell them, look, you got to go here. You got to check this place out. This is what you're looking for. You don't want to be in this gym, because you're not going to get the joy, and you're not going to get the invigoration that you're looking for. That's how passionate I am right now about the Lindy Hop Nation. I've been so touched by what I've seen. I know I may sound a little weird to your listeners, because most of you go out all the time. It's something you do, you know, and I know you experience the joy, but I'm just telling you, you're special people. You have a special gift, you know, and I would just encourage you, man, that tell people about what you do, because we're hungry for it. People are hungry for joy, and you can't be unhappy swinging. It's impossible. It's impossible. Trust me, I've been angry for 55 years, and that 3-day weekend, I'm not angry anymore. You know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know if I answered your question, David.
Oh, yeah, you totally did. Yeah, actually, you answered probably the next 3 questions, too, all in that, in that section. That's great. That's great. In terms of being green, what you're describing is what every Lindy Hopper first set foot onto the dance floor at a social dance or even a class. They feel exactly the same way as you just described it there. Some of them are not able to verbalize it like the way you do, but but I know they feel it. And they come back week after week, you know, taking more classes and asking more questions and watching YouTube videos and seeing the greats out there, you know, back in the 30s and 40s. And even today with the international pros out there passing this this art on to them and through weekend workshops like the one that you attended, like, you know, Stephen Mitchell and Virginie Jensen.
Right.
So, you know, what you describe is totally bang on. I'm sure that every single Lindy Hopper who first started out doing this felt the exact same way. And I know they haven't forgotten what it felt like. I know that some of them, you know, do this day in and day out. And sometimes they're like, okay, you know, why do I do this? And then when they see a new dancer or they hear you on the air like this, they get really, really excited. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it feels like. So you're totally spot on.
Okay.
Spot on.
Okay.
Yes. Well, what about your siblings, your sons? I mean, have you talked to them about this at all?
They just found out themselves. My son is like totally blown away. He knew about my father dancing, and my sister Denise, who has a nephew who has his own dance studio in Los Angeles and dances with the renowned Debbie Allen, he knew, but they did not know. They did not know the impact, the worldwide impact. When Michael T. of Groove Juice Swing sent me the post of a ad from Seoul, Korea, Al Mins, Leon James, Jive Shim Sham, my sister looked at that and she had the same experience and same expression I had. Wow. My son said, wow. My son has a friend who saw it and said to him in the Middle East, man, how come you didn't tell me your dad's dad swung? He said, I love that music, man. He said, you and I got to get back and we got to go to Rochester, man. We got to learn this. He said, my first name is James. Your name is Mins. We need to do Mins and James again, man. We need to do that. And it's like, he's excited. I'm saying, wow, man. And this dude, James, my son is like, okay, James, when we get back, my dad will connect you to these people. And James is about 6'2". He's an army specialist. And I never knew he had a passion for swing. And now he's like, I can't wait to get back. And he and my son are like the best of friends, you know. So that's how it's impacted my immediate family. Tony, now we've connected. I wanted to tell you, we have found the daughters and sons of Leon James. And we are talking to them right now. Today was my first day talking with Nina James. She can Lindy. All of Leon's kids can Lindy. And she wants to meet and talk with everyone in the Lindy Hop Nation. She's excited. She just got a Facebook friend from Stephen Mitchell. And this is so important for Mr. Mitchell because when he came to New York, he was looking for Leon James. But he passed away. And they eventually led to my father. But his passion was to meet Leon James because I guess Leon had this split that he did, and he went across the floor, and he just had this thing that nobody's been able to do, you know? So I told Mr. Mitchell, I said, man, you're going to complete the journey, man. You know, you're going to meet his daughter, and you'll have some completion, you know? And all this has happened, David, in the last couple of hours.
Wow. You know?
And when I talked to Nina, she said, Kevin, did they tell you how I found you? I said, no. She said, my sister Susan has been watching these videos for 6 years. Remember I told you that Michael posted something 6 years ago?
That's right.
So she says, for 6 years, my sister has been looking at the videos of our father. And she finally found one with your name and a comment. And she calls me up and says, this is Kevin Mins. This is Al's son. We got to find him. Well, they eventually found a guy named Jordan. I don't know his name right now, but I met him. I bonded with this guy, Jordan, over the weekend. I mean, we became buds. We were like talking. And the video that she found was posted by him. And he said, sure, I know Kevin Mims. I'll connect you with him. And he sent me an email. I got him. He was so excited, David. He sent me 2 emails in a row. I got him. Here's her email site. So he was pumped. So when I talked to Nina, we both start crying. We're crying on the phone because it's been so long. And we love our fathers. And I'm sorry, man.
That's all right. Take your time. Yep.
And I told her, I said, you've got to come into this Lindy Hop Nation, Nina. You've got to see, you've got to experience what I've experienced. You know, it's beautiful to see people love my dad and love Leon. And it makes me know now they will never be forgotten. And that's overwhelming. So I told her to be prepared. I said, you may think you're on an emotional roller coaster now. I said, but when you get there and the fact that you can Lindy, I said, you need to be prepared. I said, it's coming, you know, and it already has started. She's getting Facebook friends and that's the way it happened for me. And you think, okay, well, I got 5 today and that's it. No, it's, I went from 7 friends to like 91 friends in 2 days. It was out. It was crazy. Crazy.
All within the Lindy Hop world,
within the Lindy Hop Nation. It was amazing. I read their posts, and they make such positive posts about their life experience. You know, they're not toxic, man. They don't put, like, you know, screw the world. It's all about focus. It's all about staying focused in your daily life, you know, and vibing correctly, you know. And That's an amazing, amazing gift. And I know it's because there is no disconnect from the joy of dancing to the joy that spills over in your daily life. You know, I just can't see that. I saw no angry faces for 3 days. And
that,
for me,
that experience at the dance probably blew you away.
Totally blown me away. David, it encouraged me. I there's a poem I was working on for about 10 years. And every time I would write, I would get to a certain level. And I felt it's incomplete. And I didn't know how to complete it. I'm on the plane back to El Paso. And all these lines start coming in my head to complete the poem. And I realized the poem was about the Lindy Hop Nation and my experience in Rochester. Now, I don't mean to go in the Twilight Zone, and I don't know if there are people who write, but it's a creative process, and Stephen King says he doesn't know how the hell it works, so I don't know. But as I'm hearing the lines to put on paper, you know, I say to my muse, I said, where's this coming from? How could you give me a poem years ago that's completed now? And the muse said, because it comes from a place, what is it, the line? It comes from a place where the future is your memory. And I was like, okay, whatever. But that's what happened to me. I sent the poem to Groove Juice Swing. I explained to them, this is my poem to show you what happened to me, what you gave to me. I gave an individual poem to one of the Groove Juice Swing members who was there for me. I mean, she had my back. She was so concerned with her joy that she was so concerned that I have joy, David. I caught her watching me all through the event. And when we were partnering up, she would say, don't give up. Don't give up. It's going to be okay. You're doing okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That kind of concern. The same concern you had when your student didn't show up.
Yeah.
See, us folks ain't used to that. We're not used to people caring, actually caring about me. So I'm blown away by the entire Swing Nation. It's an incredible experience that I needed. I told them when I left, I said, thank you for revitalizing my life to pursue my American dream. And I feel that way. I don't know what's coming. I'm one of the unemployed in America. But I know, because of my connection to Swing and the fact that I want to dance now, good things are going to happen. And David, I have practiced every religion you can think of to find happiness. And I have never experienced the kind of joy I have for 3 days. And I've done it all. The meditation, the fasting, the whole nine yards. There is something special that you and every scene has. And I'm not ignorant. I know there's human factors where you have relationship troubles. I get it. But when you're on that dance floor, your life conditions are high. And when people are coming in there for the first time, when they see it, I'm telling you, it affects us and we want more.
So in the future, I think you already answered your own question there. I was going to ask you, you know, what's to come? You're gonna do some more dance lessons. You're going to meet a whole whack load of people. I have a feeling you're going to be traveling quite a bit, Kevin.
I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know. I don't know where this is going. For me, I've ordered, when I get paid, I'm going to order Stephen Mitchell and Virginie's CD on how to dance. And right. I'm going to study that, you know, and I want to come back to Rochester and be able to dance. I my goal is that my family and the James family could be at Rochester when Stephen Mitchell and Virginie come back. And I want to be able to swing and have a greater time than I had before. But what I mean by as far as what's next, I'm talking about as far as my life. I don't know what's next as far as gainful employment and stability, but it's going to be good. Something's about to happen, you know, and I'm just in a different space, David. I can't explain it. And it's all because of the masters of swing from years ago. And two of them have to be two men who I love, you know, Al Menz and Leon James. And you and other people have looked at those videos and you've embraced it, and now you've expanded it, and you want to hear from me. And to me, that's like, I don't know what to do. How do I top that? What can I give to you? Look what you've done for me. I'm not a dancer. I can tell you some things about my dad, but, you know, I don't see it as equal. I feel like I owe you something. I feel like I owe the Swing Nation something.
Right, right. That's amazing. That's the journey that you've had in the last 5 weeks from not knowing that, you know, your father's impact in the Lindy Hop community currently and also into the past, and just the emotional roller coaster you've had up to this point, and experiencing the Lindy Hop spirit. That's what it's being. You're describing the jazz spirit. It's moving. It's you know. We heard Frankie Manning talk about it. We've heard Norma Miller talk about it. We've experienced it, and we love it when we see other people experience it, just like yourself.
Okay, well, you got me.
You've been bitten by the Lindy Hop bug.
I'm all in, and I'm not talking about Jeremy Lin, okay? I want this. I mean, I wake up, and I go to Django, and I put on my Duke Ellington, my Frank Sinatra, my Count Basie.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the music that we've been playing up to this point before you came on the air.
Yeah, I did. But, like, I was so nervous about coming on the air. I didn't want to do two things at once, so I was grooving to the music. But I said, I don't want any obstacles. I'm just going to log off, go to Skype, and just wait for David.
Oh, wow. And I'm very sure the listeners are very, very happy and excited to hear of you and from you, to hear you online live. I mean, it's not every day that they get to hear from the children of the greats, the great Lindy Hoppers back then. And so that's why we have you on the air, and to embrace your current presence at the moment.
Well, thank you, David. I'm humbled and I'm honored, and I'm glad it was you. I'm glad, you know, it was you, man, that historically people will look back when they're documenting this stuff, and you guys are adding to the legacy, you know. Well, who talked with the children? When did it start? Well, it was David.
Well, it was also Mike Tibble too.
Mike, yeah, but you're the one that brought it online. Airline. I mean, there's a connection.
Yes.
You know, I'm working with Michael. He's got some documentary stuff that's pretty good, and he wants to complete that, but I just want to give props to you because I asked him, I said, how's this guy David, Michael? And he said, you'll like him. Trust me. And I was like, okay, because I'm kind of hesitant. But when I met you and we talked last night, I said, oh, this guy's cool, man. This guy, okay, he's gonna take care of me. He'll be okay. So thank you, man.
Oh, you're welcome. And on behalf of like all the swing dancers, we're really happy to have you here online, willing to share your thoughts, your feelings, and the stories about your father too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So for the listeners who have just tuned in, you're listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM in Waterloo, Ontario. And my name is David Trin, and I have my special guests and the featured guests this evening, Kevin Minns, son of Al Minns, and Leon James from the Whitey's Lindy Hoppers back in the 1930s, who danced in the Savoy Ballroom and toured across the nation. And currently Al Minns lives in El Paso, Texas, and he's got sons in the military. He served in the Air Force, and he currently just been bitten by the Lindy Hop bug right here.
Yeah, I have.
So we have to move on, but I would like to say thank you, and it's been an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you. The honor's mine, though, David.
And you've got to meet some of the greatest people in the current swing nation at the moment. Mike Tibble, Jesse Hanus, you met Steven and Virginie, and you got to meet Gordon Webster. And you told me that you had a favorite song. So before we let you run off to enjoy the rest of the show on air, you have a song request that you would like us to play for you.
Oh, yeah. I like pie. I like cake. Da, 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 da.
Very nice, very nice. So it is I Like Pie, and it's by the Gordon Webster Band right here on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show. Once again, thank you very much, Kevin Minns, for coming on
thank
the air.
Thank you, David. Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, your crackers too, all crumbled up in tickets too. When I see your deli roll, mama, I lose my self-control. But of all these things I like, best of all, let's sing it.
Hey Waterloo, this is Paul Cosentino from the Boilermaker Jazz Band.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, and I'm your host, David Trin. And earlier we had Kevin Minns, Almin's son, on the air and sharing his love and current discovery of the Lindy Hop. And for those who are just tuning in, I'm sorry you missed that, but you know what? We will see what we can do about getting that podcasted on the internet later this week. A couple things on the international front that I would like to share with you. The Munich Balboa and Shag Weekend. That's happening October 26th weekend, 2012. And instructors such as Nicholas Prost and Sandrine Gressier will be there, along with Marcus Koch and Barbel Kofer. www.worldofswing.de is where you'll find more information about that. So if you find yourself out there in Germany, that's the place to be if you want to get your Balboa and Shag on for the weekend. Out to the West Coast, Avalon, California, Catalina Swing Dance Festival 2012. That's happening over the November 9th weekend. And there's lots more information on their website at www.catalinaswingdancefestival.com. And of course, this November, the annual Pit Stop Lindy Hop Exchange happening over the November 16th weekend. And I know that there are several people who are gearing up to go to that event from Waterloo. And that's including myself and bands such as the Boilermaker Jazz Band, which you just heard earlier. And of course, Gordon Webster will be there playing a packed house. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's where it'll be. And www.pitstoplindyhop.com is where you'll find all that information. Moving all the way across the Pacific Ocean to Taipei, Taiwan, the Taipei Lindy Exchange is happening over the November 23rd weekend, 2012, and the website is taipeilindyexchange2012.wordpress.com. I know I'm throwing these websites at you pretty fast, but you can also go to Google and type in partial words such as Taipei Lindy Exchange if you are curious and wanted to know what's going on, or even if you're flying across the Pacific Ocean and happen to find yourself in Taiwan. The first Italian Balboa Festival is coming up next year, February 15th weekend, 2013, and it's located in one of the most beautiful locations in the world, overlooking the Gulf of Portofino. Lots of things happening that weekend, competition shows and performances. Our very own Dominique Blouin from Quebec City will be one of the instructors there, www.allbalboa.com. So that's what's going on the international side here in the world of swing dancing that I know of. Going to the national side, Cat's Corner. The Cat's Corner Exchange is coming up over the October 26th weekend. Of course, Gordon Webster is going to be there too. This man gets around. He travels and he plays for dancers all over. And we've played a few of his songs already, and we hope to play some more. And also, it's also a good chance if you end up going to that exchange, you get a chance to meet Turlock. Visit Turlock. He's one of the old programmers here on CKMS 100.3 on the Swingin' Blues radio show. www.catscorner.ca is where you'll find information. And I know there's a carpool going from Waterloo, so you can always jump in on that one. On Halloween night, October 31st, 2012, Hamilton's having their monthly dance, and that's where they'll have a live band. That's their social swing dance, and basically, it starts at 9 o'clock, and you can show up. www.hammerhoppers.com is where you'll find lots of information. And moving out to the West Coast again, the Victoria Lindy Exchange out in Victoria, British Columbia, over the October 26th weekend. It's a Halloween-themed weekend of dancing. www.victorialindyexchange.com. Boy, it doesn't stop. It just keeps coming. November 16th weekend, Montreal Rhythm Break. It's Montreal's first collegiate shag weekend. And you can find all that information at www.catscorner.ca. And actually, in the next couple of weeks, UWO, University of Western Ontario, is having a swing dance. And what we're going to do is we're going to actually contact one of the organizers there, Crystal. I think she's on the line right now. So I'm just going to see if I can get her connected here. So Crystal Nanto is from University of Western Ontario. Hello, Crystal. This is David Trin calling from CKMS 100.3 Sound FM.
Hi, David.
Thanks for being on standby to connect with me here on the air.
No problem.
I'm just doing my national news, and I thought I would get you on the air to tell the listeners about a dance that you guys have coming up in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, no problem. So we are holding a dance in London. It's called the Halloween Swing Stravaganza.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
it is. We're holding it on Friday, October 26th, and this is at Huron University College, right by Western University. The address is 1349 Western Road, and we're holding it in the Great Hall Room. It's $10 for admission, and we have a beginner lesson starting at 7 p.m. and music starting at 8 p.m.
And is there parking for people who are driving into the city there?
There is parking. It's right by the building. When you pass, like when you're driving on Western Road, you pass Huron College, and it's right there. You'll see the parking lot.
Any special surprises you'll have for the people attending?
We will have surprises. Just to add a little bit of fun for it, we're going to give out things at the door. So we're going to keep it a little bit secret, but
all right,
it is glowing. So.
Okay. And you're encouraging people to dress up?
Yes, costumes are encouraged. It is a Halloween party, so costumes are always fun.
That's going to be fun. And can you tell us a little bit more about the University of Western Ontario's Swing Club? I mean, you guys are so far away from us. We don't get to see you very often. When we do, it's really exciting. Tell us a little bit more about the Swing Club there in Western Ontario.
Okay, for sure. Well, we're trying to really get more involved in the community. We are a university club, so we're trying to actually expand that. So it is open for anybody, and we're really trying to emphasize that. We are starting to expand a little bit more, but it is a work in progress. We continue to hold our weekly lessons every Monday and Wednesday, as well as beginning intermediate and advanced lessons every Monday before beginner lessons. So that's kind of a new thing. It's kind of cool. And we're also looking at holding an aerials workshop soon and continuing our regular events. And the next one is actually coming up in January, so we're very excited for that.
Well, I'm sure you'll keep us posted
about that. So keep your eyes open
that.
For that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there a website?
Yeah.
I didn't get a website at all. I know that's fairly it's fairly quick and new within the last couple of weeks you guys put this together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a Halloween Swing Stravaganza page, so you can search that in the search bar, or if you want to even join our Facebook group, the UWO Swing Kids 2012-2013, if you search that, you can join and we can accept you, and then, yeah, you can hear all of the new news.
Wonderful. So, Crystal Nantel from University of Western Ontario Swing Club with us on the air live, and I hope you're enjoying the music.
I am.
That's awesome. And I'm sure there are listeners out there in London this evening that you told that you'll be online, on air, and sharing the dance with everyone.
Yes, for sure.
Awesome. So I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, and I'll be there. I'll be spinning the tunes for the dancers that evening. And what else is happening here? Let's see here. You also have a special invitation that goes out to all the out-of-town guests. I guess that would also extend to, like, Windsor and Hamilton, and we're hoping that we get a lot of people attending your event.
Yeah, that'd be great. The more the merrier. It's always fun.
All right. Crystal Nantel, thank you very much for coming on the air and sharing some of the national news that I like to do here on the radio show.
Yes, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Right on. Take care.
We're very excited.
Hey, good stuff. All right, we're going to move on here. You're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show. This is David Trin, your host this evening, and we just had Crystal Nantel on the air, and we're just going to keep things rolling here with some more music right after these special announcements. Bye.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
Hey, Waterloo, this is Gordon Webster.
Naomi Uyama.
Cassidy Holden.
And you're listening to CKMS 100.3.
Thanks for the great time.
Keep on swinging.